At 2 years old, I started skating ice hockey. I got a pair of skates like this that I still have.
2 years old.
My dad used to take me to, in those days where I grew up, the river and the parks would freeze in the wintertime. I'd skate for hours and hours and hours. He built an ice rink in the backyard so he could sit in the kitchen and wouldn't freeze and watch me in the backyard.
That is the unmistakable voice of the greatest hockey player the world has ever known, Wayne Gretzky. And he'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. Thanks for joining us for today's Super U podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. My hope is that one day, who knows, you'll call me the Great One. No, that is Wayne Gretzky. Can you imagine having the nickname the Great One and everyone knows who you're referring to? Everyone knows who you're talking about. That's right. It's Wayne Gretzky here today to give us 7 super tips. There's really no argument that Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time. He is the leading goal scorer in the NHL, assist producer, and point scorer in history. And he's garnered more assists in his career than any other player has scored total points. That's crazy. And he's the only NHL player to total over 200 points in one season, a feat he accomplished 4 times.
Scored the goal to break the record, and then he gets back on the ice in overtime and scores a winner.
Before we get into tip number one, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Amazon Audible. You can listen to any book. As they say that readers are leaders and leaders are readers, maybe they have to say that leaders are listeners. So go to Audible, check out your favorite book, give it a listen. So here we are listening to tip number one from the Great One, Wayne Gretzky.
Well, listen, first of all, you can't cover the National Hockey League in one book because there's been so many great teams and so many wonderful players and great arenas like Maple Leaf Gardens and the Montreal Forum and the Boston Garden. But I just kind of sat there and I wanted to write something for kids that they could read and learn about the National Hockey League and how great of a game it is and how wonderful it has been not only to me but so many other people. And I want, you know, I had a dream to play in the NHL and I want kids to have that same dream. Not everyone makes the NHL. But we can all dream about it because it's a great life. It's wonderful. It's an honor to play in the league. And
still
I just
dreaming.
Want to write something very positive.
A great reminder for all of us to keep dreaming. As Wayne Gretzky, one of his top quotes of all time, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Tip number two.
Guy Lafleur, I followed around in 1981 in the Canada Cup, and I went everywhere he went. I was just like a little puppy dog because I idolized him so much, and he was so good to me. And he used to go to the games at 1 o'clock, and I said to him one time, why would you go to the rink at 1 o'clock for a 7:30 game? He said, when I walk in the locker room, when I get in the arena, that's my sanctuary, and nobody can call me, nobody can talk to me. And so I started going to the games at 2:30, 2:45. So when you walk into the arena, that's all you think about is hockey, and you sit there, you start thinking about the game, you start talking about the game. It's the greatest life in the world, and you want to just soak it up and be there as much as you can.
Control, copy, rink wide, Gretzky, cutting inside a Hoffmeyer, goal! What a goal!
You know, Michael Jordan's considered the greatest basketball player of all time, and he played at University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And he got done practicing, and he after the regular practice, he stayed around for 2 hours in practice. Then he's about to head out, and one of the assistant coaches said, hey, where are you going? He goes, I'm going home. I'm tired. He goes, yeah, but you still got to shoot around a little bit more. And he goes, what do you mean? I'm the last one here. I just spent an extra 2 hours playing. And the coach goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you tell me that you want to be the best of all time. And then Jordan went back out and shot for another hour. Here we are with tip number three.
I grew up in a house. My dad made $30,000 a year, and we slept 4 boys to 1 bedroom. And he borrowed money from my grandparents to be able to put me through baseball and ice hockey and lacrosse.
like every other family in North America, just a normal, typical family. And he used to say to me every day, I don't know why the good Lord blessed you, but don't blow it. And so when I look back at it, I always say, you know what? I thank goodness I had a love for the sport and I had great people around me, great guidance. And, you know, I'm like everybody else. You know, every now and then it's nice to be at home and maybe try to brag about something and you get knocked over the head by your kids and your wife that calm down, you weren't that good. So I feel blessed, you know, and I played with so many great players. And like your business, it's a team, and it's a team sport. And I was lucky I played with 6 or 7 other Hall of Famers. And you know what? I wouldn't trade my life in for anything. I got to travel the world, got to meet a lot of great people, a lot of interesting people. And hopefully and fortunately, I think, through hockey that we've all tried to help people less fortunate and been a part of that, which a lot of athletes are.
As we move on to tip number 4, Gretzky admitted that, this is Gretzky saying this, you know, I couldn't beat people with my strength and I don't have a hard shot and I'm not the quickest skater in the league, so my eyes and my mind have to do most of the work for me. So that's what we always talk about on this show. That's what we talk about digital leadership. It's what's your strength and play to that strength. You're not going to be great at everything. There's going to be people better at you at a lot of things. So it's trying to figure out what do you love to do and hopefully that aligns with your strength and then just go deep on that and just shore up your weaknesses. But it's really shore them up to just so they're not a liability.
At 2 years old, I started skating ice hockey. I got a pair of skates like this that I still have.
2 years old.
My dad used to take me to, in those days where I grew up, the river and the parks would freeze in the wintertime. I'd skate for hours and hours and hours. He built an ice rink in the backyard so he could sit in the kitchen and wouldn't freeze and watch me in the backyard. Many a night when I was 4 and 5 years old would go to bed and forget I was in the backyard still skating, and my mom would have to grab him and tell him to go get me and bring me back in. But it's what I love to do. I never thought like I was missing anything. And I was lucky, 10 years old I met my hero, who was Gordie Howe. And a lot of times when we meet our heroes, I mean, everybody has bad days and you go, well, it was okay, and yeah, he wasn't that nice or she wasn't that nice. And when I met Gordie Howe, he was bigger and better and nicer than I ever imagined. And so I developed this bond and this friendship, not only with Gordie, but with our families. And through his guidance and, of course, my parents' guidance, I was lucky enough to keep that passion that I had for the sport and continue on. And the game was great to me.
Again, it's always about playing to that strength. Again, what did Gretzky say? I couldn't beat people with my strength. I didn't have a hard shot. I'm not the quickest skater in the league. So he relied on his eyes and his mind to do most of the work. Here we are with tip number 5.
There was a lot of kids at 13, 14, 15 that were as good or better than I was, partly because of the size. I was small. When I turned pro at 17, I weighed 148 pounds, and I played against men. My teammates were pretty worried for me that I might get hurt. And my theory was that fear was a good thing because it made you skate really fast. And my dad always said, if you're a moving target, you're hard to hit. If you're sitting still, you're a dead duck. So, you know, I learned to play a style. When I was 6 years old, I played against 11-year-olds. And at 14, I played against 20-year-olds. And then at 17, I turned pro. So I was able to sort of hone my skills in every level that I played in.
Was there a name? Can you remember somebody?
Oh, I can name 3 or 4 guys that, and I see them today.
Maybe, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they never made it, and I see them, and I just wrote a book a year ago, and I talk about these kids that I said, this kid was 12 years old. My dad told me after the game, that's the best 12-year-old I've ever seen. And so these kids will write me letters and say, it was really nice. My kids thought it was great that you wrote that. So, you know, it was a healthy competition that made me realize, gosh, I got to get as good as that kid. It was a compliment. I didn't I think one of the worst things in life is jealousy. It's cancerous, and you can't be jealous. You got to praise people, and you got to look to people and say, "Wow, look how hard that person works." And
as we move on to tip number 6, here's a quote that you've probably heard in business a fair amount. You didn't probably know it came from Wayne Gretzky, but he said, "I skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it has been." In other words, a good hockey player plays where the puck is, but a great hockey player plays where the puck is going to be. The same holds true for leadership. You know, a leader has to see what's out there in the future. Or as Bezos says, if you're doing an experiment and you know the outcomes, that's not an experiment. So it's about figuring out what you think the future is going to be and having that courage to kind of step into it and take that risk that your intuition is going to be correct. So again, it's I skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it has been.
Well, my dad was always a really strong thinker of the game. I remember when I was 4, 5, and 6, he used to have me do these stick handling drills and in and out of pylons and all that kind of stuff. But he had me doing it for hours on hours with tennis balls. And his theory was that the tennis ball would bounce a little bit more than the puck. So if you could control a tennis ball, you're going to be so much more comfortable and be so much more at ease stick handling and carrying a puck. So for hours and hours, I would skate and do drills with tennis balls at a young age. And then watching the games, he used to say to me, "Look, you know what you should do is take out a big diagram and build the rink, and you should watch the game. And by watching the game and not looking down, you're going to create some more peripheral vision, and you're going to grow your sense of where the puck is on the ice at all times." And so I would sit there every game, basically, when I was a youngster, and follow the puck without looking down onto the sheet. And as time went on, obviously, I got better and better at it. Probably was drawn on the floor half the time at the beginning, but as time went on, I sort of mastered it pretty well.
All right, as we move on to tip number 7, what number did Gretzky wear? Do, 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 do. That's my terrible version of Jeopardy. But it was number 99. But what else is interesting about his jersey 99? Anybody? Anyone out there? It was retired by all the teams in the NHL. That is truly great. That's why it's called the Great One. Anyone know the only number that's retired in all the baseball stadiums? I'm not going to torture you with my Jeopardy theme song again. Booyah if you said number 42, which is the same number that I wore in college for basketball, out of honor of Jackie Robinson. That's right, 42. You can see it in every baseball stadium. So next time you're at a baseball stadium, look around and see if you can spot number 42 with your kids.
As kids, we all dreamed of one day playing in Maple Leaf Gardens. It was like our sort of church. It was our everything if you were a hockey player. My first game I ever went to, 1968 or 69, I was with my grandmother, and we sat in the very last row of Maple Leaf Gardens. And we got there at 7 o'clock and watched the warm-up. I watched the game. I watched the three stars, and I just kept thinking how great it was and how wonderful it was. And yet we sat in the very last row, but I still loved every second of it and can remember it was like it was yesterday. And so that really... those kind of things really inspired me to one day dream big of wanting to play in the NHL. And so my whole belief was that I had a love and a passion. I mean, I truly enjoyed just skating by myself in the backyard for hours on hours. And I never looked at it like I was practicing or I was becoming a better player. I looked at it that was my thrill, and that was my... fun that I really truly could just skate out there by myself for hours on hours, and for whatever reason nobody could understand it, but that was my fun.
All right, that's tip number 7. I hope all of you out there are skating to where the puck is going to be, not where it has been. That's right, skate where it's going to be out there in your life. And thanks for joining us for today's show. Thanks for keeping those reviews flying in here. We really appreciate all those reviews that are coming in. And again, we'll highlight those reviews and give everyone a shout out occasionally on the show here. Want to give a shout out to all the folks that made this possible here today. We have Savannah Pittenger, we have Jake Brin, we have Kelsey Gomez helping to produce the show. And of course, we want to thank our sponsor, Amazon, for making it all happen. We also want to thank Breakfast Television, Valuetainment, and of course, Graham Bensinger. Fun fact, even though I grew up in Detroit hockey town, I've actually never ice skated in my life. Sad, but true. I think I'd look like a baby giraffe out there on the ice. So I have a huge, utmost respect for anyone that can ice skate because it looks very difficult and painful when you're learning. But anyways, hopefully you're not having a painful week. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're out there skating to the next puck. I hope you're going to where the puck is going to be. And until next time, this is Equal Man reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3. 2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.